And our guest this morning is David Dukevich, who's an entomology technician with the Invasive Species Center in Sault Ste. Marie. David, we've got another question coming in now, so let's go back to the phones, and we'll say good morning. You've got a question for David. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, David. I was wondering if you could tell me, for the last 3 summers, we've had an invasion of box elder bugs. What is causing them to come?
The box elder bug. Yes, I thought you were talking about the box tree moth for a second. But the box elder bug, it's been an established species in Ontario for a number of years now, but it's becoming more or less seen by the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an insect that really is affecting a lot of the box elder trees and like Manitoba maples and those kinds of things.
Okay.
And since it's going after not so much very used trees, it tends to sort of fly under the radar of a lot of programs that are put in place by the government. So a lot of homeowners are finding them, but it's not really a species that the federal government or the provincial government is really looking at to manage at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just seem to be everywhere. Like if you're sitting outside, they're on your clothes, on the clothesline. There are tons of them on wood everywhere.
Yeah, they tend to be numerous, especially when they're first getting throughout the area.
Mm-hmm.
They will actually go after some silver maples and things like that. So if you have those types of trees, you can see them usually.
Okay.
But for the majority of it, as a forest pest, they're not so much a forest pest. They're more of a homeowner-related insect pest.
And can anything be done about that? Like, can we spray or can we mix up some solution, you know, like soap and water or...
Well, usually soap and water is the key thing. Usually I tell people if they're going to go do hand picking, soap and water really is the best way to get rid of any sort of bug. So whether
mm-hmm.
you're talking about potato bugs or box elder bugs, soap and water is really a great way to... my mom used to have a peanut butter jar of soap and water, and we used to go out and pick the red lily beetles and those kinds of things and just get rid of those populations by doing that.
Okay.
And
so
that's probably the best way. Unfortunately, in Ontario, chemical control for a lot of these insect pests is strictly prohibited or only done by professionals.
Yeah, no, I would want something that was more harmless, too, for flowers and pets and stuff. So
yes.
Just basically dish soap and water?
Just a soap and water mixture. Sometimes you can put in alcohol for, rubbing alcohol, just a little bit, like less than a teaspoon.
Okay.
The mixture, and that usually will kill the insects.
Okay, we're going to have to hold it there. But
okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your question. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now. We're also going to, David, go to one other call here, and let me see if I can do this properly. We're going to hold you, hopefully, and we're going to go to another line. Whoops. Well, let's go to that line and see if I can get both of you back on again. Okay, there we go, I think. So you've got a question for David. Please go ahead.
Yes, David. There is a beetle, is it called a Saphyrus beetle or something, eating the flowers of peonies flowers. Are you aware of any?
I'm not actually aware of any flower or beetles that are eating peony flowers. I do know that ants enjoy peonies, but I'll have to do some research in order to find out which kind of insect you're talking about.
Okay, it's a beetle that's shiny and has longish legs.
Is it shiny as in like copper colored on the back with green, maybe some white tufts along the side?
unfortunately, I cannot totally describe it because it's a friend of mine who has a problem near McDonald's Corners. Yeah.
Okay, because I think if it is looking like that, then that is the Japanese beetle. And Japanese beetle is a big garden pest. It was brought over from Japan through nursery stocks and things like that. And into Canada, it's quite a widespread beetle. It will go after garden or grass, turf, as well as different. I know it really loves hostas, but it also likes to go after different other garden pests as well. And they actually do a really devastating job to gardens, and they'll eat the leaves as well as sometimes the flowers of different plants. So that is actually an invasive species that has been around for a while, but it is a one that you can just go through your garden and just pick them off. If you do end up finding this Japanese beetle, it's probably about 1 centimeter in length and about 7 millimeters wide, and it's a scarab beetle, and what it does is it will go through and skeletonize the leaves, and it has a copper-colored back with a green body, and it has these white tufts of hair that sort of come off the side. And if you find those, just pick them off the plants and just put them into a jar or something like that, and you can kill them that way.
Okay. We're going to have to leave that question there, but thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Well, David, we were going to go through zebra mussels. It's unfair to do this, but you've got about 90 seconds. Do you want to just tackle a quick little update on zebra mussels for those with problems water-wise?
Okay. So zebra mussels can really affect a cottager's way of life because they can get into lakes and streams of many different places. A lot of the way they get into these areas are coming through boaters. So it really is important to clean and drain and dry your boat before moving from one lake to another, and giving your boat at least a couple, at least a day or two of drying before you can actually move it to a different lake. These zebra mussels are really good at clinging on to water intake valves, and really they have a very sharp shell, so they tend to really hurt if you step on one of them. Like, I've stepped on one of them before, and it can cut you, so that's one of the reasons why it's a pretty nasty little guy. They're about 2 to 5 centimeters long, and they tend to be brown and sort of a lighter color brown, and they're striped almost exactly like a zebra, so they're very easy to pick up.
All right. Okay. So we've certainly been dealing with them throughout the area there, and we'll talk again about zebra mussels because I know it's a bigger topic that a lot of people are interested in. But we have run out of time, David. We want to thank you so much for being with us, David Dukavich from the Entomology Department at the Invasive Species Center in Sault Ste. Marie. David, now if anybody wants to talk to you specifically, how can people get in touch with you?
So people can either get in touch with me by emailing the info@invasivespeciescenter.ca account, and you'll be able to get in touch with me there, or they can call 705-541-5790, and that will get you to Paula, and she will put you in touch with me. If you have any invasive species that you want to report, that's the best way to get a hold of me, or you can look at the Invasive Species Hotline, which is run by the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and they also do a really good job of identifying invasive species, whether they're aquatic or terrestrial.
Right. Okay. So some great information there. David, thank you so much. I know we could go on for another hour probably. We've had some good questions there, but thank you so much for walking us through some of these invasive species, and we'll keep an outlook for all of these particular insects, etc. Thank you so much for being with us, and hopefully we'll talk again sometime.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right. David Dukevich, who's an entomology technician with the Invasive Species Center, talking to us this morning from his headquarters in Sault Ste. Marie. That does our show on All About the House. We'll have the news coming up shortly with Mark Shaw, and then another edition of Lacey's Trading Post here on Lake 88.